Сегодня на Абхов Гиммл. But Les Gemara again was so Les Gemara again. Iboilu. Les Gemara was again. Iboilu ma loshin. Are you allowed to rush to the loshin? Means peiris boshin besomim likloy tam aboisim. If you have fruits and you want to put the fruits over burning spices that the smell is coming up and you want the smell to go into the fruit, is it mutter to do it on Yom Tov or not? So Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar Rav also. It's also you're not allowed to do it. You're burning, you're being madir, it's also, it's not called Eichel Nefesh. Or Shmuel Amar Mutter, Shmuel says you're allowed to do it. What's the Svara? Rafu Nir Amar also Mefnei Shemechabe. Because you're making a kibui. When you put the fruits on top of the burning coals, you're like putting out the fire. So you have no heter to do this malach. It's not called you're making Eichel Nefesh. Omalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, for name Amar, if you want to say it's us already, why do you only say it's a Mechabe putting out the fire? Name Amar, Mefnei Shemavir, why don't you say you're also burning? You're like burning the spices, you're burning the food to get the smell to go into the food. Omalei, he answered back, it's true, but Chilosai Mechabe Vesoifem Avir. At the beginning, the first thing that happens is you put out the fire. When you put the food on top of the burning coals, first you make part of the coals go out, and then it burns up more. So the first malach you're doing is kibui, taking out the fire, and he holds it's also, it's not called tzarech oichal nefesh. So Amar Rav Yehuda, agabe gecheles osar. This is true if you're putting it on top of burning coals. Then there's, like Rashi says, dika mechabe umavir. Then you're first of all putting out the coals, and then later you make it burn better when the fruit's on top of it, it burns better. So that's what it's also to do on Yom. Aba agabe cheres muter. If you still want to put you have a cheres, the Rashi says shesikum. You have a kli cheres, an earthly kli that was hot, taken out of the oven. Here it's mutter to put now like a b'samim on top of the hot cheres in order that the smoke should come up. It's mutter. The Rashi, the kibulek, did not taken out any fire because only a hot kli cheres is a hot piece of clay like. V'yavora nami ayidei shinuhu. Ah, you're burning up the b'samim. The Teretz is though it's called Havor Ayadei Shinu. It's a different type of burning. Kalacha Yad. Voleki Yisur Diraisa. There's no Yisur Diraisa here. It's not a real Havor. There's no real fire here. You have a hot Kli Cheres. And on top of the hot Kli Cheres, you're putting some in now. So true, it makes smoke come up. It's not called a real havar. It's not the derech of burning it that way. So it's called havar kalachayad zon yosim ed rabonin. So since there's no ister diraisam, therefore it's mutter to do it on yomtiv. Agavicheret is mutter. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns even though it's a real havara, you're really burning the spices, but it's mutter because we say mitzerich shutra havara letzerich hutra namishlo letzerich. You're allowed to make a fire. You're allowed to cook to for eichel nefesh. So since you're allowed to burn things for cooking, you're allowed to burn things as long as there's a tzarech yomtiv. So if you want to burn these spices, burning the spices is mutter. The only question would be al kibui, taking it out, taking out the fire, that's no heter. So therefore, on top of coals, you're taking out the coals, that's awesome. But on top of a kli cheres, there's no fire, you're not taking out the fire, there would be mutter to put the spices on top of a hot kli cheres. For Rabbi Rama, Rabbi says, Rabbi Omer, agabi cheres nami yosa. No, even to put the spices on top of a hot kli cheres, a hot piece of china, still it's osur. Mishum the komolad reichem, because you're causing smell to come up. So Rashi says she nichnas becheres. You're causing the spices, the smell, to go into this piece of china, into the kli cheres. So hoya by reich, the china didn't smell before. And now you're making the kli smell. The osur midrabonin. Midrabonin, this is osur. Shahamoyle dover chodish. Whenever you create something new, korofu li'oise malacha chadosha. It looks like you're making a new malacha. Therefore, midrabonin is also to put smell into a kli. It's like you're creating something new. You're making a smelling kli. That's also to do on Yom Tov. Rab of Rab Yosef Yarmi Tavayu. They both say that schufei kisa ashiroi b'yoyim etoiva osa. Schufei kisa means also to take a cup of spice that smells good, and put it on top of ashiroi, on top of a beged, on top of your jacket, on Yom Tov it's also. You're not allowed to put these spices on top of your jacket on Yom Tov. My time, what's the reason? Mishum the kamoilad recha. Again, you're causing something new to get a smell to it. Your jacket, your clothing did not have a smell to it yet. If you're putting this smell into the clothing on yomtiv, it's called you creating something new on yomtiv that midrabbanan not called part of mitzvah. So Rashi says, tchufei kosashi roi lechapois kois mevushim. If you have this cup that has a lot of smelling inside, there's psalmim inside it, ala shiroim, you want to throw it on top of shiroim, on top of shalmalbush, on top of the material for clothing, lahachnisin bemreach haboisim shevakois, that you want the smell of the boisim, the spices, to go inside your clothing, that's also to do on yomtiv. The kamoilet recha b'shiroim, you created now a new smell on the clothing and the material, and that's also to do on yomtiv. For the Gemara, why is this different than mi moiloloi omereich boy? You're allowed to have hadasim lemoshal, a leaf that smells well. You could rub it in your hands, and you make the smell come out. So you're creating smell. How come that's mutter to do on yomtiv? The koit mirosh, you could cut it. If you have a piece of, let's say, the cinnamon, a stick of cinnamon that smells good, and you want to crack the stick in half, it's already detached from the ground. So there's no isik tira now. So you're allowed to just crack it in half. In order to smell, to make like new smell come out. So the further question, you're causing new smell to come out of these material. So why is this mutter? So Marius is poshid. Hosom recha miyuisa. Over here by the hadasim l'moshol, there's the smell is in the hadasim already. It smells already. When you rub it in your hand, you're just causing the smell that's inside to come outside. That's not called curating something new. You're just making come out what's there already. The yisufa yudu kamaisa recha. You're only like adding more smell than there really is. There really is. That's all. That's not called creating something new. If you have good hadasim that smell good, and you want to rub it now in your hand to make it smell even better, that's not called creating something new. Or else, if you have this stick that smells, and you want to crack it in half to make it smell even better, that's just called you're taking the smell from inside outside. That's mutter. Or b'hocher, here you're taking a piece of material that has no smell at all. Oilude yehudu kamoilet recha. Here it's considered you're creating new smell. If you put the cup of the summon on top of your material, when you make the material smell good, that's called you created a new smell in the material. And that looks like a melacha, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Rava says, Agabe gecheles nami muta. Rava holds no. You're allowed to put the peiris, the fruit, the first shiloh, you're allowed to put fruit on top of coals in order to make the smell of the spices go into the food. You're allowed to do it. Agabi gecholos nami mutter. Midi di heve abisro agumri. The same way you're allowed to roast meat on top of coals on yomtiv. So the question was, you asking me before, the reason why you said you can't put the fruits on top of the coals is because you're putting out the fire. When you first put the fruit on top of the coal, it's called mechabi, taking out the fire a little bit. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. That's no heter tzorech echo nefesh. So they're asking back, no. Lamaisa, what you're doing, Rav holds, is it's called echo nefesh. You're making the fruits taste better. True, you could eat the apple the way it is, but if you want to put the apple on top of the coal that has psalmim there to make the reyach, the good smell, go into the apples, now the apples will be better, that's also called echo nefesh. You're making the food taste better, that's all mutter. So the question you had before was, when you put it on top of the coals, you're like first putting out the coal. So be mechaba, taking out fire, that is no heter. So Rava is answering, it's not worse than you're allowed to roast meat on Yom Tov. How do you take a raw piece of steak and put it on top of a coal? Look, when you first put it on top of the red hot coals, you're taking out the fire. So what you have to say is, since you're doing it for the purpose of burning, of cooking it, it's all called part of bishul, that's mutter on Yom Tov. There also, that's the way you make the fruit taste better, by putting on top of the coals. Even though the beginning is called the kibui, that's not called the real kibui. That's called the kibui, which is a tzarech achila, which is mutter to do on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Rav Rama agabe gecholos tamim mutter, kishmuel diyecha nefeshu, ishin peris, zeh v'shavu l'chol nefesh. He holds making the peris smell good, is called oichol nefesh, and everybody enjoys it. Aye, the question is, v'imishim kibui, you're putting out the fire, v'avor, you're burning, v'alu de'recha, and you're also creating some new smell now to come into the meat, or else you're causing more new smell to come into the peris. So Rashi immediately have a bitra gumri. The same way when you roast meat on top of the coals, the ikul kolhani vishori. All these things happen, and it's mutter there. When you put the meat on top of the coals, first you put out part of the fire. then it's avora. That's for sure as mutter. Your mamish burning it. And also the smell of the meat goes into the coals. So you're making smell come into the coals. So Teretz says, since this is a derech achila, it's derech oichel nefesh, that's the way you roast your meat, it's all mutter. Whatever you do, l'sarech oichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. There also, the way you have to get the good smell into the fruits, in order to make the fruits taste better, is by putting it on top of coals with the spices. You're allowed to do it. The kibbutz at the beginning is called tzarech achila. The bishul, the tzli, for sure is called tzarech achila. And that you're making it smell good, that's also called tzarech achila, that's mutter. And that's what we pass can also like this. Dorash rav givihah mi beik fil, from the place called beik fil, apischa devei resh kalusa, the doorstep of resh kalusa, keturah shari, keturah you're allowed to do. That's the way he dashed for them. For lepirish devar, Rashi says, he did not explain what he meant to say. So Gemara says now, what does it mean? My keturah. Omalei Amemus, Amemus said, my keturah. What did you mean by the statement that keturah is shari? What is this keturah? If you want to tell me, keturah biyodei, it's like hemming the sleeve. You're sewing up the sleeve of your jacket. For the Gemara, my sumanu. That's mamash or maisumana, a maisa that professional that you do, your professional does, that should be also to do on Yom Tov. So drashi katura viyodei, sha'isin labati shakayim on the sleeves, or labati yadayim shachluki anoshim, shemiskamtin oisun aleitz. You like fold it over, you make pleats there. Cholik or yalaguda shakoshim, or maisumanhu, viyoser, therefore for sure it should be yoser on Yom Tov. Or katura loshin kesher, it's like making a knot. In other words, you're making pleats like at the end of your sleeve. So if you want to do that for a thing more, that's a mice umin. You need a professional person to do it. It's like doima to a melacha. For sure, this should be yosa to do on Yom Tov. So how could you say keturah shari to make pleats on the hem, on the sleeve? The lashin, if you want to tell me what lashin, making smoke like burning, that's keturah means. Like you want to burn the spices, it's also awesome. Because you want to put the fruits, if keturah means putting the fruits on top of the coals to burn it, to make the smoke, the smell come into it, for at the Gemara it should be yoser, the chokom mechabe, because first you're putting out the fire, but since you're putting out the fire, it should be mutter, it should be yoser. Trashivi keturah lashin kitter hakivshin, like making, burning something in the oven, the hainu lashin, that you want to put on top of the coals to get the smell go into the fruits, that should be yoser, mishum mechabe. So Omaleh, he answered back, true, Omalei Ravashi, Ravashi answered back, Li'olam Lashin. True, what he meant to say, that Keturah Shari, he meant to say La'ashin Ashari, that you are allowed to put your fruits on top of the coals to like burn, when you're burning the spices, that the smell of the spices should go into the fruits. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Why? First you be Mechav, you're taking out the coals a little bit, then you're causing smell to go into the fruit. The Teretz, like we just got finished saying, Midi Dihevi Abishra Gumri. The same way you're allowed to put a nice piece of steak on top of the coals on Yom Tov. And when you first put the steak on the coals, first it puts out the coals a little bit. It's first the maisa kibui. Then it's slee, you're roasting it. And then the smell of the roast, of the steak, goes into the coals. So you're doing all these three things. The Teretz says, since it's a maisa of oichel nefesh, it's all mutter. See, also, when you're working with the fruits, to smoke up the fruits, to let the smell go into the fruit, it's all called tzarech oichel nefesh. It's a maisa cooking oichel nefesh. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Ike di Amri, some said like this. Omalaya meimer, ameima said, my keturah. What does keturah mean that you said it's mutter? E keturah biyodi, if it means making pleats on your sleeves, that for the Gemara maisa umenhu. That's something you need a professional person to do, a real tailor to do it, and it should be yosser on Yom Tov. E lashin, if you want to tell me keturah means like making smoke, you want to put the fruit on top of the burning coals that let the smoke come in when it has the spices there. For the Gemara, osir. That should also be osir. You know why? The komoilad recha. Because you're creating new smell, like you're making new smell come into the fruit, and that should be us like we had before. You're not allowed to create something new on Yom Tov. On this, Omer Ravashi, Ravashi answered back, Ano amrisa nahalei. I'm saying this, and I'm saying it over in the name of a great person, that l'olam lashin, what he said, it's mutter, that keturah is mutter, it's like I meant to say, you're allowed to smoke up these fruits on Yom Tov. You can take these fruits, these peiros, and put it on top of coals. The question is, you're telling me, you're creating new smell in the fruits, let it be yosser. The Teretz is, Umidi di heve avitzra gumri. That it's just like you put meat on top of the coals, that you make the roast, the steak, puts a good smell into the coals. Still it's mutter, because that's called the mais achilo eichel nefesh. So anything you're doing to make the food taste well is good, is mutter on Yom Tov. Just like you could roast a steak, who adin, you could roast these fruits, and your purpose is to make the smell go into it, which will make it taste and be a better fruit. That's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Right, then the third child in the Mishnah was, it was Mekel, was Vaisin Gedima Kulis B'Leil Psochim. He was Mater on Leil Pesach, Bezman is there when there's no base in Migdash, to take a whole kid, the whole animal, and roast it, the whole animal together. Roast it the way it is. So where it says, Tanya will look like this. Rabbi Yaisi Oimer, Tudis Ish Roimi. Tudis, he was a person, a Jew. Ish Roimi, a Roman. Hinnig es b'nei Roimi, he was manig, the Jews living in Rome, le'echol g'dima kulis b'leil psochim. He was manig, he told all the Jews, you're supposed to eat Pesach by night, take your meat and roast it. And not only a piece of meat, but no animal, the whole kid, roast it together. That's what he told the people in Rome to do. In Shol Chulei, so the Chomim sent back to Tudis and told him, il mole Tudis ato, if not for the fact that you're Tudis and you're a great person. So Rashi says, Amol Tudisata, Chochem God of Nechbad. You're a very big Chochem and a great person. If not for the fact that you're such a great person, you should know, Gozrani Yolecha Nidui. We the Chomim would put you into Nidui. We would exile you. Put you into Nidui. Because you're doing something wrong. Shata Michael Espene Yisrael Kodishim Bachutz. You're telling the whole Klai Yisrael now to eat like Kodishim, like it looks like you're making a Korban Pesach, and you're outside the base of Migdash. You're not allowed to do it. So therefore they said, you're not allowed to roast the whole animal together on Pesach. So Murray asked the question, Kodshim Salka Daitach, do you really mean to say they're eating Kodshim? Like he didn't tell them to make a Kedushas Korban Pesach on the meat. He just said, take your kid, and your kid, you're allowed to roast it together. But he didn't tell them, Mamish, to make a Korban Pesach out of it. He didn't tell them to be Makdash it. So what are you saying? It looks like you bring in Kodshim Achutz. Elo Eimo, what he meant, what Chum didn't like about it was, Kein Kodshim. It looks like you're doing something like Kodshim. Is the fact you take this kid and you do the same thing they did to the actual Korban Pesach, it looks like you're making a Korban now outside the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why he said what you told them to do is wrong. You're not supposed to roast the whole meat, the whole animal together. Rashi says, Eimel Ken Kodeshim, Vochi Sholcholei. This is what the Chum told to this. Sha'ato Meichel Es Yisrael Ken Kodeshim. What you're telling them to do looks something like Kodeshim. For Yeroya, the people that are seeing it, Eimel will say, Huk to Shula Pesach. People will say that people who made this Hegdash a Pesach, and they'll think you're allowed to eat Kodshim Achutz. So that's why you're not allowed to do it. And the locher is, you're not allowed to roast the whole kid. And our minig is even stronger than this. Our minig is, b'chlal, we don't eat roasted meat Pesach by night. How's this Indian? It should not look like eating Kodshim Achutz. It should not look like eating from the Korban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach was roasted, so we don't eat any totally roasted meat. But Mishnah says, Shloisha Dvorim, three things, Rabbi Eleza ben Azaya Mater, he was Mekel, he said it's Mutter, V'chachomim Oysum, Chachomim said no, it's Osa. That Porosa Yoitza Brutzua Sheben Kaneha. Rabbi Eleza says his poor, his cow, was allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing a Brutzua, some type of a bow, between her horns. Hey, see how that was called a Noi, Zrashi Lenoi, it was something that made it look nice. V'yomar Rabbo, yeah, that's why he said it was Mutter. It's like a Malbush. The Yom Rabbon, the Rabbon say, no, Masahu. It's only called she's carrying something. V'yena tachshet lo. It's not called something looking nice to her. Therefore, she's not allowed to do it. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, you're allowed to let your cow walk out on Shabbos wearing this ribbon around its horns. It's called like a malbush or something, lenoi. And the Chachamim say, no, it's also. Because you're not allowed to let your cow, there's a mitzvah, shrisas behemtoi. Like you're not allowed to let your animal do malacha on Shabbos. So if the animal does it by itself, you don't have to stop him. But you can't put something on top of him that he should carry it out. That's over the Yisrael Shrit Spemtoi. So you're not allowed to put something on top of the animal, let him walk out with it on Shabbos, unless it's a malbush, just like a person can wear a malbush. So that's the machlokes, that this ribbon around its horns, is it called a malbush, is it called lenoi, something nice, or not. Another machlokes was, omekardin es habehema b'yomtif. You're allowed to like scrape the behemer on yomtif. What do you call it? You have like a hard brush, and comb out the behema. The shalu is, maybe you cause the hair to come out on Shabbos. So Rav Lezer was Mekel and said, you're allowed to comb out the animal on Yom Tov. Right, another coolie said, "V'shechkin et ha'popolin b'rechaim shlehem." If you want to grind up pepper on yomtif, on your yomtif to use, you're allowed to use even on its own rechaim, on its own mill. You're allowed to grind it up on its own grinder. Shrashi kein oishim shlono, just like our grinders. We have Yehuda. Why? Rabbi Yehuda says like this: Ein mekar dinas abayim b'yomtif. No, you're not allowed to rub a comb your animal on yomtif. Mevnei shoyis chabura. Because you're making a chabura, you're going to scratch him and cause blood to come out. And it's also to make a chabura on yomtif. Avo mekartzefin. But mekartzefin, that you're allowed to do. So Rashi says it means with magrera shel eitz. You're allowed to use only a wooden comb. Sheshineim gasos, that the tooth, the pieces are thick. V'yeinosin chabura. Since they're thick pieces of wood, they don't scratch them that much, they won't make blood to come out. Mashenke, and the small ones, that goes deeper and sharper, that's also because there you may cause the animal to bleed. But with a thicker type of a brush, that's mutter to do. The chom mayim the chom say, ein mekardin afler mekartzvin. Chom say, no, both are also. You can't use a big comb, you can't use a small comb. Both are also. So the kids, these are three machlekes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the chachamim. Gemara says the first shaila was, are you allowed to let your Purah walk out on Shabbos wearing a ritzua, wearing a bow? So Rabbi Elazar held it was mutter. Fred Gemara lememur, you want to tell me, through Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah chad Purah heavy. Mashmir, he only had one Purah. But the shaila, like the Mishnah says, Lashin, Purah soy. Mashmir, his one Purah used to go out with a ribbon. Mashmir, he only owned one cow. Fred Gemara, Omar Rav, Rav said, V'yamrilo sam sayom Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. That Leiser Alfe Egli, 13,000 calves, have a Meiser Reb Lezer ben Azariah Miedrei called Shasa V'Shasa. Every single year, that was the Meiser. That's how much one tenth of his flocks, of the new flock that was born every year. In other words, that's how many calves they had grown, 10 times 13. In other words, they had 130,000 calves born to him every single year. And therefore, the Meiser, the one tenth, the Meiser Beima, one tenth, was 13,000. So the kids, he had a lot of calves. So why do you see only one cow? He had a lot of cows. And the Gemara Teretzis, Tana, Loi, Shiloi, Hoysa. That our Mishnah says one Pura walked out with a Ritzur, with a ribbon, it wasn't really the Pura that belonged to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It belonged to somebody else. And that person, Taka, only owned one Pura. Ella, so why does the Mishnah call it like his Pura, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Pura? Ella, Shashchenosei Hoysa, it belonged to his neighbor. Since he did not tell the person to stop, he wasn't moichid, didn't tell them stop doing it, nikras al shemoi. Therefore, it's called on his name. In other words, that the para walked out wearing this ribbon is considered like his own para, his own cow, walked out. That according to Chabim, it's also to do it. So since he wasn't moichid, didn't stop them from doing it, it's considered like he did it. Then another machlokes is about the poem we're not going to go into, but now we go to the second part. If you're allowed to comb your animal on Yom Tov, Tana Rabbanim, Ezehil Kirud V'Ezehil Kartzef. What's the difference? What's called Kirud? What's called Kartzef? Kirud Kitanim. That's called you have a comb that has small pieces, brushes, small pieces coming out. V'Yosin Chabura. And therefore you comb the animal teeth, the small teeth and the sharp teeth, and you comb the animal, or cause the chabura, cause it to bleed. And that's also to do on Yom Tov. Kirtzuf, gedolim, the teeth are bigger, wider. V'yeinos in chabura, they don't make a chabura. That's why it's mutter. So Gemara says now, the gimel machlokes bedover. There's three machlokes in our Mishnah. We have Yehudi Savar, Dover Sheinim Eskaven Oser. A Dover Sheinim Eskaven Oser. Like here, when you go to comb the animal, for sure you don't have intentions of making it bleed. That's not what you want. You just want to give him enjoyment by combing him down. So it's called a Dover Sheinim Eskaven if it bleeds. So if Yud holds a Dover Sheinim Eskaven, still it's also. Miyu Kirud Kitanim, V'yosin Chabura. If you have the small teeth of such a comb, it's very likely to cause it to bleed. Therefore, it's called Einim Eskaven, that's also. Mashenken Kartzer, when the teeth are wider, bigger, G'daylim, they're bigger teeth, V'yosin Chabura. Most probably they're not going to make a Chabura. And therefore, you're allowed to use that comb. That's what Reb Yehuda holds. V'loy gazrinon kartzef or tzekirud. And Reb Yehuda does not make a gzera to say, don't use a big one, because if you come to use a big one, we're afraid maybe use a small one also. No, Reb Yehuda doesn't make such a gzera. Now, if Rabbanan Sarv, Rabbanan hold, namik Reb Yehuda. Rabbanan also like Reb Yehuda Shita. That a dovish shenim eskaven is awesome. V'gazrinon tirtzof matikirut. That's what Rabbanan said, both are osir. Even a big cone with big teeth, it's osir, even though the other is no chabura, but it's exera. We're afraid if you come to use the big cone, maybe people come to use a small comb, which will cause a chabura. If we have Lezer ben Azayah, Savlo Kreb Shimon. Rav Lozer ben Abaye says that said no, you're allowed to even comb the animal with any type of comb you want, even with small teeth. Maybe it's going to make a chabura. The Teretz says he holds like Rav Shimon. Tiyomar dover sheni meskaven muter. That since you don't have that in mind, that's not what you're going to do. You're going to just comb out your animal. You don't have in mind to make it bleed. So therefore, since it's not like a psik ratio, it doesn't have to happen. Therefore, according to Rav Shimon, it's muter. You're allowed to comb it even with a small comb. And Toys all speaks out like that. The Pirishri, the Loch Grab Shimin, Shemate, the bottom Toys of the Dafka, Magrever Shalates. Only if the comb is made out of wood. The Einoise Chabura, Al Magrever Shalonush and Shabazo Kulyama Moided Osir, the Psigresh of Loyamasu Shatilosiris. If it's mamish made out of metal, that for sure it's a psik ratio. It has to, like every time it pulls out hairs, that for sure is also even according to Rav Shimon. Now, Rav Shimon only says, Eini Meskaven is mutter, where it doesn't have to happen. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But in the case that it has to happen, that's called a psik ratio. Even Rav Shimon is mighty with Sosa. So here, Bekitzer, Rav Shimon holds this mutter in a case where it's not a psik ratio. It's made out of wood, so wooden teeth, even though they're small teeth, doesn't have to cause it to bleed. Therefore, if you're not Mechaven, it's a ptur of Dover Sheni Meskaven. Himskav mutter ben shkider ben kitzer. Sorry. Omar Rav, Rav said Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. The Yamrulon, some say Omar Rav Nachman Lechudei. He said it by himself. Halachak Rebbe Shimon. We pass like Rebbe Shimon that a dove shen meskavet is mutter, therefore you're allowed to comb your animals even with a small comb. Shere Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah Moideloi. But now Mishter, Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah is Moide and agrees and says like that. Omale Rav, so Rav said back to Rav Nachman. If your whole proof is like for now Mishnah that the Blazer ben Azai agrees, why don't you say the opposite way? Why don't you say Halach Rav Yehuda? The Halach is like Rav Yehuda. That Dover Shein Meskaven is Osir. You're not allowed to use a small comb to comb your animal because you have to be afraid maybe you'll cause it to bleed, even though that wasn't your intentions. But the Halach should be like Rav Yehuda. Why? Sharei Chachamim Moedim Loi. Because in our Mishnah, the Chachamim agree to Rav Yehuda. Like we said, the Chum also hold a Dover Shein Meskaven is also. The Chum are even more machmir and say we make Xera a big comb or to a small comb. But the Chumim here in our Mishnah goes according to the Shita Rav Yehuda. So why don't you pass like Rav Yehuda better to say how Dover Shein Meskaven is also? And I'll give you a whole proof is from Belozer ben Azayah, like Rav Shimon, it's more mistaken to say, look, he'll be like the Chumim. And the Gemara Omalei, Rav Nachman said like this, really, I know Rav Shimon Tzvirli. Really, I hold Stamazle, the Loch is like Rav Shimon, by Hilchus, Shabbos, and Yomtiv. That Dover Shein and Meskaven is Mutter. We hold like Rav Shimon. The Yoid is something else I'm also saying. Shere Rav Loza ben Azayah Moiduloi. Because my whole proof is not because of Rav Loza ben Azayah. If that alone would be my proof, it's true, then you're right. The Chum should be a bigger proof. We should pass into the Chum, that it's Osir. But the Iker I hold in small like Rav Shimon. I'm just saying also that Rav Lozer ben Azayah also holds like Rav Shimon. And of course, Halacha is always like Rav Shimon. Dover Shein Meskaven is Mutter. For Rechayim Shel Popolim. If you have a Rechayim, you have this grinder that you grind the pepper on, Shel Popolim. A Rocher is Tumeya. It could be Mekabel Tumeya. It's called a Kli. Mishum Shloshe Kelim. There are three parts to this grinder, and each part by itself could be Mekabel Tuma. Mishum Kli Kibble, one part of the Kli Kibble, it receives things. Or Mishum Kli Matkis, one part of the grinder is made out of metal. So a metal doesn't have to have a base kibble, even though it's a flat piece of metal, it's Mekabel Tuma. Or Mishum Kli Kavra, another part of it is the sieve. Because of the sieve, it's also Roy Mekabel Tuma.